Hey guys, it is Steffi Says again, and I know we were supposed to be talking about taking accountability and responsibility, but it's a new year, and because I'm in charge, I am changing the topic to online dating in 2020 based off of my personal experiences. So here are the three best dating apps that I've used in my life. Not using them now, but I have used them, and I'll tell you about my experiences. So number one, dating is hard in this day. Either you're busy working, you're mommying, you're daddying, you're schooling, or you're so tired you just don't feel like going out of the house to meet anybody, which is definitely me on most days. Maybe you heard of some of these dating apps, or maybe you've even tried a few. I don't know. Depends on if you're into that type of thing. But I will admit, I was on almost every dating app out there. They all seem to be the same. All seem to be the same people. I've done Tinder, Bumble, Plenty of Fish, Badu, Military Cupid Singles, Zoosk, eHarmony, Black People Meet, all of those things. I've done them all with no luck, might I add. But I'll give you just a few insiders that will make you see the differences between the apps. So here we go. With Tinder, it's free and it's anonymous. The app will use your location to find matches that are close in your area or in proximity to you, depending on how you control the mile radius. I think I set mine to like 50 miles out just because I didn't want people from my area meeting me, because I already knew them, already know their bums, scrubs, hanging out the passenger side of their best friend's ride or whatever. For me, it was because I live in a small town. Everybody knows everybody. So like I said, I set my mile radius to 50 to 60 miles, which is about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes away from me. But in a nutshell, on the Tinder app, you can upload your pictures of your choice, create a bio, then you start swiping to match. You swipe left if you're like, nah, not interested. Swipe right if you like what you see. If you match, this flame will come up and it'll say it's a match. And then when this happens, you can start messaging. The pros of this app is it's free and it's anonymous. You can chat for free. You can set up the pace of your conversations without interruptions. Then you can decide if you want to exchange numbers or not. What I didn't like about this app is you can't send any additional pictures in the app in the private messages. So whatever they see is whatever they have until you exchange numbers, and you are not able to backtrack if you accidentally swipe left unless you purchase the feature. Now for me, I accidentally swiped left a couple of times and I was like, dang, I want to go back. I want to see how he looks. I want to talk to him. But in order to backtrack, I had to purchase the feature, and there's just absolutely no way I was paying any money to talk to somebody that I don't know. So now we're moving to the Bumble app. The Bumble app is also free. That's B as in boy, U, M as in Mary, B as in boy, L, E as in elephant, Bumble, like the B. That app is also free, and you can choose the location to find matches close to you as well. And it refers to all of its users as Bs. The location will change just like Tinder according to your location. So if you are driving and you're using the app, then the location to change based on where you are. So when you set your mile radius, it'll be set based on your current location. So it'll automatically refresh the bees in your location. This app is also an anonymous one, so it's no pressure to see if you know someone or someone knows you. They won't let you swipe right unless somebody swipes right on you. In that case, it'll be a match. I don't really like that. But the pros of the Bumble app is you can send additional pictures or gifts in the private messages, and you get 3 backtrack options for free just in case you accidentally miss someone you think you might be interested in. Unlike Tinder, you don't have to pay for it until you hit like the 4th one, but they do give you 3 options to rewind and go back. What I don't like about this app is the female must start the conversation within 24 hours. I ain't really one for shooting my shot like that, and I think personally it should be male or female that can message first. But on the Bumble app, it has to be the woman, And if she doesn't start a convo in the chat box within 24 hours, the match will expire and it'll disappear. Like, their profile picture will be blurred and you cannot see their profile picture. And the man cannot send the first message, even if they wanted to. Hate it. Like I said about the backtracks, after you use that third one, you got to purchase that feature in order to get some more. You can't see who swiped right on you unless you purchase the feature. So it'll come up like so-and-so likes you, so-and-so swipe right, but it'll be blurred and you won't be able to tell unless unless you buy the feature. The other app that I think I really enjoyed was Baidu. And Baidu, of course, is similar to Tinder and Bumble, where you swipe left or right depending on your preference. What I do like about Baidu is they added a verification feature in which you have to take a selfie in order to register an account to cut down on catfishing. And I think this is absolutely amazing. So the chances of being catfished on Baidu is kind of like slim to none, because they'll verify the pictures you try to upload to the picture that you took. Now, in my case, when I tried to make my account, I was completely busted. And Baidu was trying to carry me and try to play me like they couldn't verify that that's who I was in my pictures. But after a while, they did verify that it was me. You can see who verified and viewed your profile, if they're online or not. So you get to see if they're active or if they're not active, if they're online, if they're not online. Kind of like that green dot on the Facebook Messenger. You can also pick a favorite and favorite someone on Baidu. And Baidu even gives a rate on your popularity based on how many visitors come to your profile. At one point, I was like booming. I was popping. I had a lot of views on my profile. And then after I became less active, I noticed that my ratings went down. And also on Baidu, they give you this dashboard, and it's a globe icon. It's kind of like the notification globe on Facebook, and it says people nearby, and that will allow you to see who's close to you according to their city you choose when you're registering. So on Baidu, you can pick a city, and then they'll do the miles outside of the city that you chose. You're able to change your location at any time by going to your profile settings. So I know for me, I would say that I was probably in a city, like the next city over, so it wouldn't pick up people in my area. And when you get your first message, you can also request a selfie to be updated or uploaded. So if somebody messages you, you have the option to request a selfie to make sure you're not being catfished. But the only con I could find with this app is there's no back option available, like, period. So I can't even go back to see if I like someone or not. But anyway, these were just my three favorite apps when I thought I wanted to date and I was like in a dating online world because I didn't have time to go out. And those three apps again were Tinder, Bumble, and Baidu. They're all free. They're all pretty similar. You swipe left if you're not interested. Swipe right if you're interested. But hopefully I gave you some insight, maybe some insider tips on these dating apps so you can decide if it's something you want to try or not. Next week, we'll talk about something else. I have no idea what, so I won't even try to make pretend like I know because my life is in a blur right now. But because I haven't said it, Happy New Year. Happy Trappy New Year. I'll see you guys next week. If you want to connect with me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at Dear John Romance. You can follow me on Twitter at Dear John Romance. Or you can like me on Facebook at Dear John Romance. And if you want to connect on a personal level, ask some questions, get some tips, give some tips, you can email me at DearJohnRomance@yahoo.com. And you can drop that subject in the subject line, whatever topic you want to talk about, you can put it in the subject line. Until next time, this is Steph. Remember, be safe. Have a happy new year. Celebration is over. Let's get to work. See you next time.